This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet has approved one-time budgetary support of 10,000 crore rupees for oil marketing companies to provide aviation turbine fuel or ATF price stabilization support to Indian Airlines for the domestic and international operations. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, this is a self-sustaining revolving fund which will help to stabilize ATF prices for scheduled Indian carriers.
ATF price stabilization fund mein
a self-sustaining revolving fund has been established under the ATF price stabilization fund. Airline carriers who want to participate in this will be provided aviation turbine fuel at a stable price during the current crisis. This is expected to significantly reduce the adverse impact on the aviation sector, where over 70 lakh jobs had started to be affected by the ongoing stress in the industry.
Because of the stress in the sector, wo isse significantly mitigate hoga.
The Union Cabinet has also approved a scheme for support to the National Capital Regional Planning Board for replacement of old trucks and buses in Delhi NCR area. The scheme, with a total financial outlay of 9,585 crore rupees, seeks to incentivize owners of trucks and buses registered in the Delhi NCR region that comply with BS4 or earlier emission norms to replace them with BS6 or electric vehicles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that yoga is gaining tremendous popularity across the world. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he will join the first World Yogasan Sports Championship 2026 virtually tomorrow. The championship will be held in Ahmedabad, Gujarat. Mr. Modi said the platform has brought together yoga enthusiasts from around the world. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar co-chaired the 10th India-Laos PDR Joint Commission meeting with Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Laos People's Democratic Republic, Thong Sawan Phomvihan, in New Delhi. During the meeting, both sides held detailed discussions on various aspects, including trade and investment, health, energy, digital connectivity, development partnership, capacity building, and culture. UK Secretary of State for Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Affairs, Yvette Cooper, arrived in New Delhi on a two-day visit to India. Ms. Cooper is scheduled to call on Prime Minister Modi tomorrow. She will also meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar tomorrow. National Payments Corporation of India has officially partnered with Acleda Bank to launch Unified Payments Interface or UPI acceptance in Cambodia. The Ministry of Finance said that the first phase enables millions of Indian travellers to make seamless QR payments at over 4.5 million Cambodian merchants, with a two-way corridor to follow. It said that in the subsequent phase, the corridor will become fully bi-directional. A total of 21 people lost their lives after a fire broke out at a hotel in Malviya Nagar area of New Delhi. Delhi police said the deceased include 9 Indian nationals and 12 foreign nationals. The police informed that a total of 49 persons were admitted to various hospitals for treatment. During the course of treatment, 21 injured persons succumbed to their injuries. 8 injured persons have been discharged after receiving treatment, while the remaining continue to undergo medical care. The police said a case has been registered and an investigation is underway. They further informed that Lavkesh Bajaj, the owner of the building in which the fire broke out, has been detained. The newly sworn-in Karnataka Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar has announced free bus passes for all students in his first cabinet decision. Briefing media, the Chief Minister said that students can register and obtain free passes. He also announced measures for employment generation for youth registered with employment exchanges, stating that the private sector will be encouraged to provide job opportunities. Additionally, the Chief Minister announced a grant of 2,000 crore rupees for the Greater Bengaluru Authority to improve road infrastructure. Maharashtra has earned major recognition at the National Panchayat Awards 2025 presented by the Union Ministry of Panchayati Raj in New Delhi. Bhandara District's Itgaon Gram Panchayat secured the first position in the child-friendly panchayat category. In badminton, India's Ayush Shetty advanced to the pre-quarters of the Indonesia Open Super 1000 with a comeback win over China's Wang Hongyang. India also secured a mixed doubles victory as Rohan Kapoor and Ruthvika Gadde defeated Chinese Taipei's Yang Po Swan and Hu Ling Fang. And that is the end of this news bulletin.